Hello, you're listening to the Anfield Wrap, and this is Three Strikes, where we get our teeth stuck right into three meaty topics. I've got Andy Heaton with me, I've got Mo Stewart, and I've got a slightly diminished Josh Sexton, who's sounding husky, handsome as ever, but very husky.
Thank you.
Where have you been? What's been going on?
I've been in Benidorm. It's funnily enough, this is like the third show I've done today, so it's the third Benidorm preamble I've had to give.
Oh no, okay, well then ignore that. This is news to me, but not to the listeners.
It's absolutely fine, because what is interesting to the listener who listens to all of Start the Week, the Anfield Wrap and Three Strikes, is they'll notice that gradually my voice is declining.
I reckon so.
I was at about 60% on Start the Week, dropped down to a cold little 50 on the Anfield Wrap, and then through lunch talking with some former colleagues of mine, it's gone even worse. So I reckon we're down to about 30% here. So.
If you were a sim, it would be like right in the
I've got the red diamond above my head at the moment, so
it's a terrible job to have when you're ailing slightly.
I'm leaving all out on the pitch. For you as well, Amelia.
For me, this will be the last one. I'm going to run you into the ground here, Josh. Again, equally as handsome. We'll start with you just to get the most out of your voice as we can before this ends. You sipping on what looks like a lemon and ginger here. I appreciate this isn't a video show, but there's some sort of a herbal tea going on there.
There is.
Liverpool players on international duty is what we're going to get chatting about first. And I'd like to talk about Florian Wirtz, primarily, as I imagine most of us would. I don't tend to care much about what goes on when players are on international duty. It doesn't matter to me, apart from when it impacts what happens to them as Liverpool players or what I think about them as Liverpool players. And I thought it was really interesting seeing the way it was spoken about, not only by the Germany manager, but also by Jurgen Klopp, both of whom couldn't really praise him highly enough. Nagelsmann said, even though he hasn't scored any goals, he's still the player who creates the most chances in the Premier League. It's not his fault if his teammates don't convert them, which is quite sassy. And the statistics don't ever tell the whole story. Wirtz needs to get used to the league. I saw him playing with total freedom. He knows what he's capable of and how things work. He hasn't always had it easy. He'll have a lot of hard work to do now. He's right about the most chances. So opt to say no one's created more than him, 21 in the Premier League so far this season. It somehow doesn't entirely feel like that. And that can often be the way when you look at statistics like that. But I do feel buoyed somewhat by seeing someone who obviously knows him well, knows how he plays and has seen him play for a very long time, talking about him with such confidence.
Yeah, and to be honest, I was never particularly scared. Like a couple of the journalists that we spoke to when I was full-time at the Wrap when Wirtz signed, sort of said the same thing, that he's like been through tribulations at Leverkusen before. He's had people question his form and not necessarily his fit within the Leverkusen team at times, but he's definitely overcome, you know, obstacles to be the player that he was. So